It's the Free the Land show in 2013. Going to talk a bit about ghosts. Now, those of you who feel that things like this are just malarkey could tune out and go watch TV or something. Feel safe in your cozy little unexamined paradigm. Now, I'm not into ghosts, never really studied it much, saw it on TV, what have you, until I got haunted. What do ghosts have in common? Well, they haunt, usually a location. It's intermittent. You can't go there and be guaranteed of seeing a ghost. Generally, they appear kind of ghostly, some kind of a light or shadow. And if you know a little bit more, they're often more like a recording of the person that died. The person that died usually dies a violent death, very painful death. And on those ghost shows, sometimes they'll pump up the environment with electromagnetism in order to get those ghosts to appear. Now, I believe the reason they're intermittent is because of astrology. Sometimes astrology pumps up the electricity as well. But I don't think the ghost is any connection to the person that died other than a recording of their death. What is a ghost? Well, I believe that they're actually dusty plasmas. The reason I believe that is because when I was under attack by a ghost, actually what I did, I'm going to leave certain facts out here because ghosts are used in black magic. I don't want to encourage anyone to use black magic. I rebuke black magic. The ghost is the pain of the person dying creates an energy in the nerves, electromagnetic, that the ghost feeds on. So if someone's dying a long pain, there's even ghosts around people that are in pain. They probably haunt slaughterhouses, hospitals, anywhere there's pain. These are the negative ghosts. There may be positive ghosts. The dusty plasma. The reason I say dusty plasma is because when I was under attack, actually I captured the ghost in what I'll call a talisman. This talisman, anytime I got near it, the ghost can actually interact with your magnetic resonance of, that's what consciousness is. I guess, who's it, Hameroff, an Arizona anesthesiologist, and Penrose, the British mathematician, come up with a theory that the brain is a quantum computer. And Hameroff believes that consciousness is that magnetic resonance. And I believe the ghosts are also working on magnetic resonance, so they can actually read your mind. Although, I don't believe they're very smart. Now, the reason I got into this, someone I knew died a few years back. He was angry at me when he died, and he was in a lot of pain. I noticed that everyone he was angry at suffered some kind of a leg injury. And this reminded me of Kahuna Magic, the book by Brad Steiger, I believe is where I got it, or else it's in the Max Freedom Long's books, how the sorcerers in Hawaii would use, you know, someone who died from a violent death, they would get a familiar from it. In their belief system, the soul is not just one, but there's a conscious soul and an unconscious soul. One of them has your consciousness but no memories, and the other one has all the memories and emotions and acts like a small child. This is the one that the sorcerers will use, and they'll send them out to kill people. It will kill them by sucking the chi from their legs. And at the time I first read this, it seemed to me that sounded kind of like the legs were like a big wire that the thing was sucking energy out of, the life force. So when I noticed that everyone this person was mad at had a leg injury, I started proceeding along these lines. But I found that it wasn't, you know, this unconscious self supposedly with the intelligence of a child. I found these the ghosts were stupider than that. All they really fucking care about is food. I tried to appeal to the vanity, assumed that this person who died, he was a very vain person. I assumed that his ghost would also be vain, but it was not interested in that. All it was interested in was feeding on pain, causing pain. Ghosts tend to haunt stairways. They'll momentarily possess your consciousness to get you to slip or fall so they can feed on the pain. Now, the reason I say dusty plasmas is because the one thing I found that the ghost did not like was loud percussive noises like... In Chinese, they use firecrackers to get rid of demons. To me, ghost, demons, same thing. Tibetan Buddhism has the P-H-A-T, PAT, mantra. It's a percussive mantra to get rid of demons. And I think in the book on Abram the Mage, it's actually about demonology, but it did have a chapter in there or something. It mentioned that the magician would often keep the demons in line by slapping his wand on a table, the sharp percussive noise. So there's a common thread here of a sharp percussive noise. So when I started looking at the physics of it, well, obviously something glowing, plasma is the first thing I would look at. And, okay, what plasmas are affected by sound? So that's what I searched on and came up with dusty plasmas. And what a bonanza I found there. Dusty plasmas are actually very much like a living cell. There's a nucleus to the dusty plasma that's essentially the dust particles suspended in kind of like nested buckyballs, like soccer balls with, hexagons and pentagons, hundreds, even into the thousands of nested shells in the nucleus. And then the outside of the dusty plasma, there's almost a membrane effect between the electrons and the positive ions, as well as there's a double helix involved, just like in DNA. This double helix can be passed to other dusty plasmas and carry information on it, just like it does in humans. So we have all the components of life in an inorganic field. Now, the sound disrupts the dust in the center, so it may cause them to be... I don't know what it does to it, but I know they don't like it. So anytime I suffer any pain, I immediately clap near the source of the pain so those fucking things can't feed on me. And as I said, I thought they had the intelligence of a worm, but it looks like they have the intelligence of a cell. Basically, no intelligence at all. The thing is, though, if you don't get rid of them... Now, when I came to this conclusion, I had already moved the talisman out into the yard because proximity was a problem. Every time I got near it, I'd get hurt. And as soon as I realized that sound was going to fuck it up, I was going to go out the next day, get the talisman for out of the yard, and put it under my djembe drum and fucking wail on it. Because, I mean, I lost some teeth, fucked up a foot. It was, like, just horrible. And I didn't want to really throw away the talisman because who knows, somebody else might get affected by this thing. But the very next day, the gardeners were in the yard, and when I went out to get the talisman, it was gone. Now, I don't think the dusty plasma figured out how to motivate the landlord to call the gardeners and the gardeners to come on that day and get rid of it. What I think the dusty plasma is, well, this gets back to the Nazi time travelers. So two counter-rotating plasmas can create a alternate time machine. So the dusty plasma has access to the fifth dimension. It can see in what timeline certain things happen. So it can essentially change your future. Now this has some interesting implications. And in the next part, I will talk about not just one dusty plasma, but the dusty plasma cell in a larger multi-dimensional fourth dimensional being.